Lord, this house. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It's so good to have you here in the service this morning. Amen. Appreciate the worship. Appreciate all the singing. God is so good. Amen. Amen. Good to have every one of you here this morning. Children's Church is going to stay in here this morning. And these kids were blessed last night. So it's good. So good to have Sister Becca and Shay with us this morning, her husband. It's so good to have them, and we want them to come and just take their liberty in the Lord. She so blessed us last night. We were just... Amen. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
What's wrong?
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having us. Babe, can you come back up?
Do you need a stand?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. This is my greatest blessing ever. My favorite person on planet Earth. My partner, my prayer covering, my producer, my baby daddy, my everything. We've been married for 15 years in August, and he is my absolute best friend. This is Jeff Shockley, everyone.
Amen.
Yeah. And he's behind the scenes often, so I said, can you walk with me? And he said, sure. And so now I'm totally embarrassing him because I made him come up here, and I'm not going to let you go yet because... or something. But I just want to go in with prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for the beauty of just your presence being with us. Thank you that you honor us with your presence, that we can come boldly before you. We can just enjoy the goodness of who you are anywhere, anytime. Because of your great sacrifice. It's so humbling, and we're so blessed and honored to be able to be here and experience anything that you have for us, to say to us, to show us, to just move through us, God. Move in us and through us today. We are open, and we just desire you more than anything else. So have your way, and let your will be done in and through us. In your precious name, Yeshua, I ask that you would bless this house.
Hallelujah.
Continue to pour out your spirit on your sons and daughters, God, that you would move greatly and mightily through them, that they would continue to receive the wonders of your goodness and your glory. They would see you spectacularly, extravagantly, and magnificently. And God, that you would give them dreams. You would give them more visions. You would give them more miracles, God. I thank you for the healing that's taking place. It's like a river in this place. There's just healing flowing through here. And it's because of your glory, God, because you know you can trust them to open their mouths and share that testimony. And so, God, I thank you for the faithfulness. Your faithfulness reigns and rules here. And God, that they would rise up and know who they are, just who they are in you, in this place, and they'd be a light to everyone outside. Have your way in your precious name today. Yeshua HaMashiach, the name that's above all names.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen means I agree, so be it.
Yes.
At home, we always say amen, and then we go, amen means I agree, so be it. You try that with me? Okay, amen. Amen means
I agree, so be it.
Amen. It means I agree, so be it. So when we say it, we really need to mean it, right?
Yeah.
We need to mean it. I have my husband, I'm squeezing his hand. He's so cute. I'll tell you why. Because I wasn't, like we said last night, I wasn't totally sure what was going to happen up here today. God did some beautiful, sweet. How many actually weren't here last night? Raise your hand so I know who I'm talking to. Oh, there's quite a few, so that's fun. Holy Spirit moved. I was sharing last night that we're in such an amazing season and time right now. Last Last night was the beginning of Shavuot. Shavuot is in Deuteronomy. It's in it's the time. It's an Exodus, basically. It's the celebration of God bringing the divine word, the Torah, to His people, and so it's told in the word to celebrate this. Actually, every year, and of course, why not, right? Because thank God for His word. But the really beautiful thing about it, what I was sharing last night, is just like Exodus, with, you know, Moses leading the Israelites into freedom. God ultimately doing that, but that picture of, you know, needing the blood and needing that redemption to save them from the spirit of death, and then we got Yeshua.
Yes.
We got Jesus to come and be the ultimate Lamb, you know, the Lamb of God, and that sacrifice to give all of us freedom is so significant, because at the same time of Shavuot, today is Pentecost.
Yes.
And Pentecost is the time when God released His Spirit as a gift. And this is so powerful because, you know, when He first gave us the law, He gave it to the Israelites, the Jewish people. But when He gave His Spirit, He said, this is for all nations. And so He's extending, like, this beautiful invitation of covenant with us and all of us. And today is such a powerful reminder of what we have. He said, you know, I've given you the law, but now I'm writing it on your hearts, and you can know me personally and intimately. And it's a symbol of a covenant relationship and a marriage. So I had my husband standing up here, and I was asking God, what is He trying to say today? And I just want to give you a picture of my marriage. Oh, God, thank you.
Hallelujah. So awesome, God.
The ultimate picture of a relationship with God is a marriage.
Yes.
He painted a marriage to be the example. He said, I am the groom, you are my bride. I want you to be my bride. Throughout the scriptures, He preaches. I need to be opening my Bible, but I honestly wasn't prepared today with that, and I don't have internet access on my phone. But He calls us the bride.
Yes.
He calls us His bride. You know, when He comes back, the ultimate, I keep saying ultimate, must be my favorite word today or something. It's so funny. But we're looking forward to the wedding feast. We're looking forward to that day when we'll be face to face, and it'll be forever. And there's something so significant about marriage. And Holy Spirit really dropped in my heart today that is a message for today, is marriage. And some of you, it's hard because the enemy's complete attack on all of us is to strip and destroy and pervert and hurt and wound the idea of what marriage is.
Come on, preach.
And some of you are single, some of you are married, some of you have been married before, maybe several times, and some of you may be engaged, ready to get married, some of you are unhappy in your marriage. I don't know where you are in your marriage, but today, God wants to paint a picture of what marriage really, really is. And that's what this action is all about. Shavuot was giving of the law. It's almost, they compare it a lot, especially in the Jewish culture, with the price, the proposal sort of thing. Like in a Jewish culture, the man would go to the parents and they would say, what is the cost for your daughter? They would say, like, what is the price? And they would have a dowry and they would save up. They would give something huge. They would give them a house or cattle or money to have the daughter. They would have a cost. And it's the symbol of redemption. You know, there's a cost. There's a cost to coming, like, being. And so the same with, right, we have the sacrifice of Jesus when he laid down his life. There was a cost for you. So it was like God going in and saying, what is the cost for you? There was a very high cost for you. And it was his only son, and he went in and he said, I want you to be mine so much. This is the price I'm willing to pay. And he did that. But after that takes place, he goes and he starts preparing. The groom would go and they would prepare a place, and he wouldn't see his bride for many, like, goes and prepares a place. And then and he would come back, and then there's like the process, right? Like even here in America, like our culture is we get an engagement ring. It's like once you know, like, this is your husband or wife, you're like, I know this, okay, now I gotta go get a, you know, a ring. And there's something symbolic about putting the ring on the finger and saying, okay, now you're mine. Like, you know, and that's just like the next step, not the wedding day, but that's the next step to like covenant and commitment, saying, okay, now I'm promising. And I feel like this is part of that. Like, that's what Shavuot is. He says, I'm giving you this to show you that you're mine, like, to make it established, to begin this establishment. And but Pentecost is almost like that signing of the certificate. Like, I'm writing it down now. Like, we're together. Like, me and you are one. Like, this is the most intimate thing. This is the most intimate moment. Like, just recognize the season and the time. Like, you're sitting here this morning and you are coming because you want to meet with God. You're coming because you're hungry. And you could be anywhere right now. You could be sleeping still, sleeping in. You could go out and lunch with your friends right now. But you guys chose to come here, meet corporately because you were, you know, there's a reason why all of you guys are sitting in here.
Come on, man.
I mean, you came for what? Like, you came because you enjoy the presence of God, or you're seeking Him, or you desire something, right?
Right.
But at the same time, you need to know way more than whatever reason you came in here, God desires you so much. Like, way more than you are even here for. Like, you don't even know. And He desires you. And He's been drawing you and calling you for it. You're so handsome, babe. You're just standing here so faithfully. I just felt so passionate about showing you my marriage because I'm gonna. Do you wanna sit down, and then if I need you, you'll come back up.
Sure.
Okay. He had no idea I'm doing this. Don't go far. Don't go so far. He's like, babe, you better sing. But because Pastor giving me freedom, this is as if I'm going to preach. Okay, so I'm going to share a testimony with you about just like what I grew up with. My mom was remarried 3 times. I have a good relationship with my mom and my dad, but my dad went through terrible abuse and situations when he was younger, and as a result, he band-aid that with alcohol. He's alcoholic and just really had a hard time trying to work through the pain. And it's difficult when you've been abused. It's difficult when you've seen many things and you've never been taught. And so many people, that's how it happens. And so it was hard for him to figure out what a real relationship would look like, or how do you even do that? But he knew he loved my mom. Anyway, so I'm just going to skip over that, but my mom was remarried 3 times, And how, if any of you guys understand divorce or remarriage, raise your hand. Let's not be like strangers up in here. We all know somebody who's been divorced. Has anybody known anybody who's been divorced? Only like half of you? Wow, I thought like everybody would raise their hand. Only half of you know somebody who's been divorced?
Come on.
Who hasn't known anybody who's been divorced? Okay, that's the way I should have done. Some of you are just like, don't want to raise your hand. That's it. So as a result of that, I mean, it was really, really difficult. There was a lot of crazy atmospheres, abuse. We live, just so you know, like I lived in battered women's shelters with my mom. I lived with parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and lots of different friends and moved around a whole lot because of the result of that situation. It was really unstable and crazy. All I saw was broken marriage. All I saw was people get married. Why? Like they don't end up staying together. It doesn't look healthy. It never works out. When people were married and they look kind of happy, I was like, I didn't really believe them. And then, or they just were married, but they didn't really like each other. I knew people who were married, they sleep in different rooms. I was like, what in the world is this? I never saw a real healthy picture of what marriage is supposed to be. And then I just didn't believe it. I was like, you don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. Like, I don't know what that is. They don't. So I didn't really see that. I didn't see a healthy marriage. This is why God is amazing. Because when he took me and delivered me and restored me and made me healthy and he gave me his word, Shavuot, God, thank you, God, for the weeks from your Torah and your word. Thank you for his word because his word taught me all about who he is and what it's supposed to be. And I fell so deeply in love with Jesus. I remember I was in actually a service where my pastor was preaching on the bride of Christ. And I was sitting there with my hands and I had a little purity ring on my finger because I had dedicated myself to God. I was like, I am going to be God's. And I was sitting there with that ring and there was a light that shone through the window and it went right on. It was like a beam of light and went right on that ring. And I saw it, and I was like, whoop! And, like, I've heard this message so many times. I've heard the phrase, bride of Christ. I mean, I've heard that before. But that moment, it was like, came alive inside of me, and there was revelation. And I remember leaving that day so happy. I was like, I'm married. Like, I felt married and everything. Like, it was amazing. And it wasn't very shortly after. It was just shortly after that I met my husband. And we actually never, can I tell the story? This is so not planned. Are you guys into this? This is not planned, but I'm just going here because somebody needs this. I think somebody needs this. We never dated. We were just friends. Somebody introduced us, and we started working on music. They introduced us because they're like, he's a producer, you're a singer, you need to meet. So they introduced us, and we got together and started making music. But I did not think that was my husband. I was married to Jesus. I'm good. Like, I'm like, whatever, God, you're going to do. But I just didn't see him, and I was really fulfilled at the time. And then one night, he decided to lean in and give me a kiss. And it was like the movie screen, you know, where, like, everything stops, and it's in slow motion, and he's coming towards me, and I'm like, this guy's going to kiss me. And I'm like, either I'm going to break his heart or he's my husband. And he came in, he gave me a kiss, and it felt like I had kissed him a million times. And that was when I knew he was my husband. We talked the next day about marriage. That week, my pastor was like, I already know, just wait for y'all to find out. We got married 5 months later. So from the moment he kissed me, we were engaged, and then we got married 5 months later. So there was really no boyfriend-girlfriend time. Now, what's crazy about that is coming from the background that I come from, I should be a lot more cautious about going in with some, right? However, I was in the purest place I'd ever been standing with God.
Yeah.
And because of that, I recognized who God sent.
Yep.
And because of that, you ready? You have cameras out videotaping this. I am telling you, and you don't have to believe me, I'll let the Holy Spirit convince you. Every single day for 15 years, I wake up next to this person and I go to bed every night, and I am the most blessed woman ever on the planet. It is the greatest 15 years of my entire life.
Yeah.
Every single day. I have not had a bad day with him. I have had 15 minutes of frustration with him, and then it's over. Now, the reason why that's hard to say is because sometimes when God does something really awesome in your life, and you look around at everybody else that's not awesome, you feel like, I shouldn't say that because I don't want to make somebody else feel bad. Do you know what that is? It's the enemy.
Yeah,
because you know how he says, don't hide your light under a thing? Under a bush. Let your light shine before men so they may see your good deeds, and they will see the goodness of God, and they'll bring glory to God.
Amen.
And for a long time, I was like, this is really, really amazing. Like, I love him so much. He's my best friend. Like, we've been separated, like, for a few days at a time, and it's, like, miserable. We love it. We love being together. I'm telling you that because some of you in this room have never heard that or seen that, and you might not be believing me even right now. And I want to embarrass you and make you raise your hand, but I won't. But I know it's true because I was once that person. And God said, I need you to go out to the world and you need to shine now. You need to share that message. Because people need to hear it. Kids need to know it's there. You know why you need to know it's there? Because it's available for you. Because you have hope with that. You have a husband. You have a wife that God has intended for you. And there is a way that God can make it beautiful. I don't care what you've come from, but he restores all things and makes all things new. And he's a redeemer, and he's a deliverer, and he's a healer. And I want to tell you why it's so important that you're hearing this. Because the ultimate example of a relationship with God is marriage. So you better believe that the enemy wants nothing more than to destroy your vision and your understanding and your view of it.
Right.
He wants you to hate it, not like it, not believe it's good. Maybe for others, but not for you. This is a message, guys. I know this is from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, it is. Tremendously.
If you want to be a light in the world, believe in covenant relationship. That means a promise that you make is a promise you keep. Because that's who our Father is. And our Father is who we want to reveal to the world, right? So we reveal him through that. He takes all the broken places and he mends it and he heals it. I'm not saying that if you've been through brokenness, if you've been through divorce, if you've been through that, he can't restore and make it new. He can. That's another way that he'll reveal his glory. But that is not an excuse to just think that it's okay to get into a relationship. You have to come before God and you have to repent and you have to be washed clean and new and be restored first in you. And then he will reveal you to the world. But this message to me is so important. Because I know that marriage is the first ministry. Marriage is the first ministry. Marriage is the first ministry. Before you, pastor, can minister to all these people, you minister to your wife. Am I right? You have to pray over her. You have to lift her up. You have to cover her. The way that you love her is the way that all these people are going to learn how to love each other. That's what it looks like in the body. You know? The way that God loves us is the way that we're going to learn how to love each other. If you don't know how loved you are by him, then you can't expect to love other people the right way. So last night, for those of you who weren't here, God did this little thing where we started walking. I started to call out, who are you? Like, who wasn't here last night? Okay. This is what I did. What's your name?
Jeff Fisher.
Who is Jeff Fisher?
it's funny you should ask that because I actually talk about it in Sunday school this morning. So I'm a priest. I'm a guiding. I'm a guiding. Yeah, like I have God inside of me. He showed me, and I need to show everybody else.
Wow. And he won't even hear this.
He has God inside of him, and he wants to show God.
Amen.
Everyone else about God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, it sounds like you know who you are. It sounds like he shot you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always more, huh? You know, we never know, but it's always good. What's your name?
Charlie Crittenden.
Who's Charlie?
I'm the child of the living God.
Yeah!
I'm a lot of things. I'm a disciple to many. I'm a father to many. I'm a priest to many. I am the love of God.
Praise God. Amen. That's who you are. Yeah. There's so much power when you declare it.
Yeah.
When you say it out loud. Because you believe it. It's just like faith, right? You can have faith in your heart. But until you speak it, I mean, there's power in words. God spoke a word and the whole universe existed, you know? He just said, let there be light, and there it was. He just said it. So when you declare something and you speak something, it really is powerful. And then there's works, you know, that follow. It's like, okay, now I said this, now I'm going to do this. But it's almost like you're charging yourself. It's like a battle cry. You know, you say it and you're like feeling it now. You can go do the thing. But knowing who you are is so important. But the only way you could have said that, Charlie, is because you know God. Because the world's not going to tell you that.
No.
The world's not going to tell you that you have God living inside of you. I'm right, right?
Right, you are right.
Because I'll tell you what, even when God tells you who you are, you're going to go out. You're going to be in a room full of people around your family, maybe around, you know, your job, your workplace, school. You're going to be around there, and they're not going to see who you really are.
Yeah.
They're not going to know.
That's right.
And they're going to think their own things all the time, depending on how you're dressed, where you are, what you look like. Maybe they know something from your past. Is your past defining you?
Come on.
Does your past define you?
Come on.
Come on.
You guys wouldn't let me up in here if you knew me 20 years ago.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I'm not the same person at all.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
So you can't let your past define
That's
who
right.
you are.
Come on. Preach it. That's right. Come on.
So you have to know who you are.
Yes.
And the only way is to know him.
That's right.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Okay. So how do we reveal that to the world is we are married to him.
Yes.
Okay. Now the next step is our relationship with others. He says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart. We marry him, then you know who you are. But then he says, now love one another.
Love one another.
As
I
love
you.
Yes, amen.
That's your marriage.
That's our marriage vow.
So the relationship, think about this. The relationship you have with others reveals everything about how you're supposed to love each other. Like, what it's supposed to look like. He's like, you don't know they're my disciples by how they love one another. I'll tell you right now, my husband and I live up in Nashville, and everybody's a Christian. And there's church on every single corner, and there's big, huge Christian artists. And there's big Christian businesses, and everybody's a Christian.
Yeah, come on.
And I'll tell you right now, if you don't walk up in Nashville with the level of discernment that God should really give you, you will not be in good shape. Because everybody is not a Christian. You know how you know they're a Christian? By the way. Because you can have a preacher up on a stage with thousands of people preaching a really good message. Does that make them a Christian?
No.
Really?
No.
I have a lot of people that will argue with you about that one. It was like an anointed, powerful message. They'll pray in tongues and everything. You don't think that there's a chance they might not be a Christian?
Come
1 Corinthians 13 says you can speak in all the tongues of the angels. If you don't have love, it means nothing. He says you can have wisdom and knowledge. You can have faith that can move mountains. You can give everything you have to the poor, but if you don't have love, it means nothing. So the most important message, I believe in my heart, is to love God with all of our hearts, to see Him, to know Him, to know who you are. My challenge last night was go home and see yourself. Because if I was to have walked up to you, because I don't have time to walk up to every single person, and I was to say, who are you? Do you know what to say? What would you say? Do you know who you are? What would you say? I got two good ones this morning, but there's some people in here that are like thinking real hard right now what they would say. I'm not sure. Ooh. And that all comes and flows from your relationship with the Father. Because the more you get to know Him, the more you get to know you. He's like a mirror. You know, I could be walking around for 3 weeks and I haven't talked to God, and I have all kinds of spinach and gunk up in my teeth, and I have no idea it's there. But as soon as I look at Him, I see myself. And He shows us that the things, you know, even our own hearts deceive us. We have to be like, God, show me myself, show me any way in me. And guess what He does? You look in the mirror and you're like, oh. And you got stuff in your hair, and you fix it up. The more we spend time with Him, the more we'll see ourselves, and He'll make us beautiful. It's like the more that we get perfected is the more that we're with Him and we see. I always say you become what you behold. You know, people who hang out with really, like you become who you hang out with and who you're around the most. And so you get to know yourself, and then you get to go to the next step, and now you start to love each other. Your marriage is so important. And the enemy and everything around you in the world wants to make you think that's not. It's second.
Come on now.
Second to God, but second to nothing else. That's first. Marriage before the vision. Marriage before everything. Like, if something's wrong with this, you put the devil on hold. You say, shut up. This is my first ministry. Because I have seen pastors and anointed ministers and men and women of God fall in their marriages because the enemy is hard after them to destroy. Because if he can destroy their marriage, then their ministry is weak. Because what are they revealing? Are you guys hearing me? You protect that with everything in you. If you're single, you protect that. You get that purity ring and you put it on. And you tell the devil he's a liar and say, I'm living for Jesus. And I'm going to protect my marriage. My marriage with you and my marriage with my husband or my wife. Because that is the witness that you have in the earth. Some people walking around here thinking they're doing so great for the Lord, but their marriage with God and their marriage with others stinks. And you're deceived. You're fooled. Because that's not the truth.
Amen.
I feel like God is doing something in this house with marriage. Do you have a marriage ministry here? Do you have anything like that? Because you know, he's like, the enemy's out to attack that. And if you're going to be in this war, you need to know what you're up against.
Come on, that's good.
If you know somebody who's going through something, it's time for you to reach out and encourage them and seek life over them and pray for them. Pray for each other. See each other. See each other and seek life. Go on some double dates if you're married. You know what I mean? Make that a priority. Make that a priority and show and ask God to show you. How can two walk together unless you're on one accord? You guys have to be in sync with each other. So if you haven't had a date in 5 months, how are you walking together right? How are you doing that? You're not even talking.
Yep.
You know, it's like our love relationship with God We could be doing all the things. You could be sitting in the pew every week and you think, oh, you're so great with God because you come to church and sit in the pew every week. But what really matters is the intimacy. It's the time when you get to go eye to eye with Him and face to face with Him and you really hear Him and listen to Him. It's like when you go out on a date. You get that time with each other that's intimate and special. It's just you guys. It's different. It's just different. It's different than being home cooking for them and cleaning for them and taking care of the kids, or you going out to work, you men are going to work and doing the things, or however it may look in the, you know, what your lifestyle looks like. But that's not, that's part of it, but that's not it. That's not the stuff that binds you together in the deep places. So I'm charging you married couples. I'm charging you to make that a priority. On Shavuot and Pentecost, I know it's the craziest message you've probably ever heard for a Shavuot and Pentecost message, but this is what He did. He put His Spirit within us.
Yeah.
It is like the ultimate intimate thing.
Yes.
He came into our hearts, and He said, I'm in you now. We are one.
We are one. Yep.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. That's powerful.
Breathe in.
Amen.
Come on.
How many of you are single? Raise your hand. He's so cute. This is so cute. He's like 10. I'm like, yeah. I love you. Okay, raise your hand and do it boldly because we have freedom in this house. Don't be, yeah. Praise God. There's like 4 of you? Seriously? No, keep it up because I'm like losing some. I'm like, okay. There's single people. Okay, go ahead and put your hand. Who's married? Raise your hand. Okay, all the married couples, stand up. Come here, babe. Is there anybody who's been married over 15 years? Oh my gosh, a lot of you. Praise God. Is there anybody who's been married over 25 years? Praise God. 30? Why don't you guys come up to the front? Over 30 years. Look, he's embarrassed. Yeah. So we're already doing something. You know, I said you need to let your marriage be a light. You standing up here being bold is a light. Come on. Come on, beautiful one. Praise God. Praise God. He graduated.
Mm. 45 years?
47.
What's your name?
48. Leona Walker.
Do you guys know Leona Walker?
Yeah.
Did you know her other half?
No.
No? Okay. So, here's the thing. I'm going to pass this mic. What do you guys think of this? Is this awesome to clap for or something? Come on.
Woo!
We actually shouldn't even be standing up here. Come over here. Oh, their husbands? Come on, husbands. Can they walk okay? Is that okay? Okay. Okay. We honor you today. We honor all these marriages. Don't sit down, marriages. Keep standing. We honor you guys today. And I'm going to give the opportunity for you to speak life over marriage today.
Yes,
on Pentecost,
yes.
I want you to speak into the marriage, in the earth, into this body first, into this city, and over the earth. And all you have to do, don't be intimidated. Yeah, don't be intimidated, but just speak life. Speak what God has given you, the best parts that you have received and witnessed in your marriage, and just speak that over the ones that are still growing up, you know, we're still like, growing up, and into the ones that are still waiting. Okay? Is that cool? Can you guys do that?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
I don't know. Do you know?
Just speak a word.
I give the Lord credit.
Yes, that's what you're calling. You're doing it. Okay.
I give the Lord credit for what we started out young. We had no knowledge. He's good.
Yeah. Say that in the mic. He was good.
He was good. He made a living for me. He took care of me.
Amen.
And I didn't, all I had, you know, was just sorry. But the Lord helped us all the way.
Amen.
So,
Jesus and Him crucified.
Okay, so you just honored your husband, which was beautiful. And you just honored God.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm talking about today, is honoring God and honoring each other. Now what I want you to do, though, is I want you to impart something to others, what God has given you. So if He's given, what did He give you that you want others to have?
Okay. At one time in our marriage, and I've never told Him this.
There we go.
I was discouraged because He was really active in everything, his work and his school and his farm, you know, just a lot of things. And I was busy too. But we, you know, I was kind of getting thinking, he still care about me. You know, it's all about everything else. So, going to a women's meeting, and at 10 o'clock, the lady said, if you want to talk about marriage, listen, about marriage, well, come back at 12. Something like that, 11. So we got back in there, and she says, okay, he's your king. When he comes home, you draw him bathwater, and you bring him a drink, and all this stuff. And so, needless to say, I didn't do that.
Oh! She didn't do it.
But I went home with a different attitude because I looked at him
different.
So that was a good night for me.
Wow.
And I did remember it because of her teaching.
So you want them to have eyes.
Right. Look at the other person and see what they need. Woo. And you'll be all right.
Praise God.
Do you
want to
say something?
Amen. Yeah.
I didn't know that. The thing that I would say is, you know, don't be running around with some other woman. Be true to your woman.
That's right.
Yes.
And most of the time, things will work out.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
66
years. And we just bless their marriage today and the rest of your years, that they would be so precious and full of sweet love from the Father, and that you would enjoy the rest as the best.
More so all the time.
Yeah. Okay, I know that standing is good because I feel like you guys are you're engaged. So I want to try to do it fast. So how I want to do it is like a word. Just speak a word. Like whatever it is that God gave you through marriage, share that. Like it's like you're giving a present to them. Like, God, give them what you gave me. You know, like that. I want them to experience what I got to experience through marriage. Does that make sense? Is that easy?
Okay.
And you can say your name and how long you were married.
Okay. I'm Linda Hampton, and I've been married for 38 years. My husband isn't in church, but I continue to pray for him, and I just encourage people that if you got a spouse that's not in church, continue to pray. God's going to
all right.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. He's giving you strength. God's giving you strength. Thank you.
I'm Susan Cox, married to Wesley for 43 years.
Yeah.
This is my parents. I had good examples to follow. Love them.
Yeah.
And through all, through everything, love them. Give them to the Lord, and God will bless your life.
Yes. So what has marriage given you?
Happiness and joy.
You want that.
And so I want that for you.
And that's another thing, unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
And so that they can have that. And they have that.
Yes. May the Lord bless you with that.
You guys all can sit down because I know you're standing. And because also, as I'm looking out, I'm thinking all the single people, this is for you.
Yes.
Actually for you. So, okay.
Every time I go somewhere, everybody knows that I'm her husband. And I guess that's, I've been in love with her since high school, so. And I've never looked at another woman. I mean, I've looked at him, but.
So why don't you give that to them? Give them the eyes, the single eyes, the eyes that will see only their beloved.
Yeah, it's
good.
I spot her, and it's like looking through a tunnel vision. I mean, I'm, my honey is wherever I'm not, and I see somebody else. I look at her.
So pray for them to have that same thing.
Amen.
Yeah, you need to have that same thing. It definitely keeps your eyes on the right.
Yes, that's good.
And to ask God, to give them the only eyes for their beloved.
Christ does. Christ gives me that.
No, for them. You speak it out to them, tell them, like, I want them to have it.
Lord, I just ask that Christ gives you all the same thing. He did that to me, and we're married, and we're not. We're gonna croak married.
Extremely hungry.
It's only natural. You go eat your own donut early in the morning, drinking a cup of coffee, and that's not going to hold you all day. But I want the married people, you youngsters, read the Bible together.
Yes, that's good.
Amen.
That's good.
Come on.
And let your children, you've got children, put them in there on it too. And like Charlie, Joe, and Matthew, you can get the Bible on your cell phone and stuff, but they choose to use a book.
Yeah.
So the children can see that they're reading the Bible.
Reading the word.
And I don't see too good anymore, but I got one of those Bibles that talk to you, and I sit there and I listen to that, and she follows me with her Bible, and we do it together. And we're not perfect. Long way from perfect. We have some of our best fights on the way to church Sunday morning. That's it.
To be forgiving.
Oh,
because none of us are perfect.
That's right.
And no matter how good a marriage is, there's going to be a little difficulty.
Amen.
Just be forgiving. And just.
That's good.
Have God in control.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
When you have a problem, take it to God. Not everybody, don't take it to everybody else, take it to God.
Yeah. Yes,
right.
Yeah. Yes.
Be forgiving.
Speak to you guys. You have done, what your advice is like golden nuggets. It's so precious to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can you, if you were to give a present to everyone, what has God done for you that you want, that he can do for them? Like he can do for us. Like you want God to do for us what he's done for you. What is that?
He's put the love in our heart and the forgiveness. You know, we can't forgive on our own. Not and to really mean it. It has to be God through us.
Yes.
He has to help us with that. It's all about God.
Yes.
You know, otherwise, it's going to push you apart. And don't hold grudge at it. Don't hold it in your heart because it's just going to fester.
So he's helped you to not keep grudges?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, reading the word helps you not to, because I've been so aggravated at Wesley, and then when I go read the word, I have to go back and ask for forgiveness from him, because you can't, when you read the word, it pricks your heart.
Yes, it does.
And you have to forgive, and you have to be understanding and loving, and there's been times I'm right, you know, I don't want to go in there and apologize. Well, you have to. I'd go back and read again, and I'd feel like, okay, all right.
I'm going to do the speaking on this part of my group. Teresa has been in my life. We're pushing 31 years this year, and we've had our hard times. We've had our bumpy roads. And he's there.
Yep.
He's there to strengthen. He's there to strengthen every one of you. He will be there for you. He will not forsake you.
That's right.
And he will keep this together. That's how long. That's how we survive. What we've done, he's forgiven us.
Yeah.
We forgive each other for things that came about. I'm thankful that we serve a God that's forgiven, and he's looked over my family. He blessed us with two sons. We've got grandchildren now, and we've got a third one on the way. So
yeah.
We give him thanks every day.
Amen.
It's a blessed day every day he gives you that.
Yes.
So, take it. And she's been my rock. I've been her rock. So we've got each other's back. It's a partnership.
Amen. That's good.
It's not 50. It's a 50-50 deal. Nobody's over each other. You've got to work at it together. But I'm glad that we're here.
And, yes.
This is our family here now.
Amen.
And Charlie and Sue, we've went down the road with them at another church, so we've been there before. So we know each other as family. And we've got a lot of family here. And we've got some other family that has joined us now.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it, and I thank everybody for that.
Yeah. I'm not used to doing this. My name is Sue. This is my husband, Jack. We've been married 55 years.
Wow.
I think the advice I would give to you is to be there, be a helpmate to your spouse. Whatever God calls him to do, be supportive of him.
All right.
Pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for your family. Yes. Just look to God for guidance, and I think he will help you get through anything that you know that you face.
Right. I think commitment is important. So the single people out there, I would say, if you're thinking about marriage, think about till death does part.
Yeah.
Don't think about if it doesn't work out, you know, we can go our separate ways. Get committed in God's hands. I thank for Sue for all the support that she's given me.
Yes.
And she's followed me, you know, leave her family behind in California and move back here to Oklahoma because I had some plan in mind. Wasn't saying that God called us. I couldn't say that, but I just had a plan to change our life. We sold our home out there and come here to, didn't know what we were going to have.
No job.
I was going to go into business for myself. That was the dream or something. And, you know, she supported me. And she has been faithful. That's the other thing, you know, you make that commitment and you stay faithful to your spouse. I just praise God for him. His blessings upon us.
Thank you so much. Are we blessed today? I just feel like this is so cool. Like, they just shared these beautiful nuggets, and then we get to see them.
Yes.
The reason why I just want to talk to you guys, the reason why I was having you do that was because it's just, that's what it is. It's like you guys have lived your lives and served the Lord and loved each other, but there's even more after we know the Father, after we start loving each other. We have to realize that the reason why God's doing that is so that we can be this in this moment. Like, we can share it with others so that others have hope, others have the encouragement, others have the faith that this is what will be the result. Do you know what I mean? So everything that you have endured, everything you've overcome in your life is between you and God, and it's also to show that you're an overcomer, but it's because other people around you need what you have. You have what other people need.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad it got. I don't care how broken it seems. When you come out of it and you're fixed and you're healed and you're delivered, there is a story now that you have that someone else needs. It's the hope that they need. Somebody else is broken and they're going, okay, this woman who's praying for her husband, she could have sat in her pew and thought, well, my husband's not here. I'm not going to walk up to the front. Just me, and it's not like we're together. But she chose courage and bravery to say, no, I am married, and I am married over 30 years, and I'm going to be married. And she came up boldly and came and declared her marriage is going to be put back together by God, because she's believing.
Amen.
She has faith. There's somebody else out here that needs to believe that. Kids, young people, know this. There is someone for you that God has as a partner. It's a helpmate that you're going to run this race with, and you're going to declare the goodness of God because it's a reflection of our relationship with Him. It is the most important thing that we can do in the earth. It's really like the picture of heaven. We're going to be married to the Father. Like, we're marrying Him. And this is covenant. This is the most beautiful thing. This is what Shavuot, this is what Pentecost is to me. And I feel like if we get that, we can do that. Now, there's times where we need to rededicate our life. And, okay, so let me go. I'm so sorry. See, this is me. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Holy Spirit knows what He's doing. Can you, mothers and fathers, and like, what people who have been, what should I say? Can you guys who have been established for this long and had all these nuggets of wisdom, can you stretch your hands out towards us?
Amen.
And just, we'll pray. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for your great love that you poured out upon us. Thank you for these couples up here that you have held and you have sustained and you have bonded together for such a time as this, in this moment, Father, that we would see what it looks like to be in a covenant relationship through all these couples. God, I just praise you, and we just stretch our hands out towards a whole body. God, that everybody in this room would receive the love, the forgiveness, the grace, the power, the strength, the peace, the joy that you have given these couples. God, that we would all experience what you've given them in the richest way, the richest things that you've given them. God, we want that. And I ask that you would just release it from them, release from their marriage, God, the best parts of what you've done in them to us, so that we would know, that we would have the hope, that we would have the strength, and even more so. God, we believe you are a covenant-keeping, a beautiful, amazing, faithful God, a loving God, full of grace and kindness. And God, we receive everything that you have for us in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen? Amen. Thank you guys for sharing that. I honestly didn't even have that planned. I just feel like it was so, so important. It's so important. It's something you'll remember forever. How many of you guys even acknowledge or celebrate Shavuot? Okay, how many of you, no, I mean, like, boldly raise your hand, because then I don't really know anyone like this. Okay, how many of you honor and acknowledge Pentecost?
Yes, amen.
Pentecost, okay. And there's a lot of you who don't. So now this is okay. This is so exciting because you've learned something today.
Yeah.
You've got something to take home, and you've got something to go like research and like go, oh my gosh, this is such a special day because I didn't know about this. And or maybe you did before, but you didn't really know a whole lot. And this is something God's going to start really imprinting on your heart. And whenever you do it, I pray that you remember the marriage.
Yes.
I pray you remember the wedding ceremony, and I pray that you remember this today, because this is what this is all about. It's all about us and Him and coming into this relationship together. And, you know, a lot of times we break our vows, right? Because we just do that. We're so flawed. We're so flawed, and we need God's grace. That's why He sent Jesus, you know, so that we could have that grace. And the whole point of Shavuot and the whole point of Pentecost is to paint this picture of redemption and forgiveness and grace. He gave us the commandments. He gave us the law, and He knew we couldn't keep them. So He had to send Jesus. He had to send His Spirit to help us. And so the thing about Shavuot is it's also a harvest time. It's the time when all the seeds that they had been planting come up into harvest. And what they would do during this time is they would bring into the temple the first fruits. They would bring their best. They would bring the first things that come from the harvest, and they would bring it to the temple to offer to God. And the scripture, did I read the scripture last night? And I wonder if I can find it. This is what I wanted to do today. Which, Shavuot means weeks. That's all it means. It's just weeks. So it's like the weeks. It's counting 7 weeks from Passover. It's from like that time, which is also Pentecost is 50 days, which is about 7 weeks from the crucifixion. So count off 7 weeks from the time. This is in Deuteronomy 16, And it's verse 9. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, then celebrate the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings of the Lord has given you. Rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he'll choose, a dwelling for his name. And you, your sons, your daughters, your men servants, maid servants, the Levites in your towns, the aliens, the fatherless, the widows, all of them living among you. Remember, you were once slaves. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days after you've gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine. Are you with me? I'm so sorry. I'm trying to skip stuff. Because there's three feasts that the Lord talks about that we should remember. The Feast of Tabernacles, which is, we have the Sukkot, and we have the Passover, and then we have this one. And they were all pilgrimage feasts, because what that meant was the Jewish men had to travel to do them. They had to go travel and all meet in Jerusalem, so they would do this. So when I'm reading this in Deuteronomy, it talks about all of them, but I'm just trying to read about what it says for the Feast of Weeks. Okay, it's in verse 16. So 16:16, it says the Feast of Weeks. Three times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And no man should appear before the Lord empty-handed. That was what I was trying to find. So it's talking about, he's saying, when you honor this day, the Feast of Weeks, no man should come to the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. So, in proportion to your harvest, you bring the gift. So, in a way, that's what we were trying to do up here. It was like, what has the Lord done for you? Yeah. Now I want you to impart that.
Amen.
So, the other thing is, all of us, what has the Lord done for you? I just want you to think about that.
Good.
Everybody's got stuff rolling in their minds right now, right? And you can bring him a gift today. And you can bring him something. You can bring him your hearts. You can bring him your thanksgiving. You can bring him your offering. Let it be whatever it is that he's showing you right now. But today is the day. This is the time. And it's literally today. Like, this is the day on the calendar that we bring our first fruits and our harvest to the Lord. And so I don't know what that looks like for you. I know that immediately people's minds go right to finances and money. It could be that for you. Maybe that's a sacrifice for you, so that's something that you're thinking about. But whatever it is, I want to encourage you today to bring your first fruits to the Lord. And bring it to him with a joyful heart, whatever it is. Maybe it's, the fact that, you don't ever do this often. You don't come up to the front and speak, and you did that today. You just shared the richness and the goodness of what God has done in your marriage. Thank you so much for being willing to do that. That was an offering to the Lord, you being willing to do that. But every day we have that opportunity to share what God has done for us.
Amen.
And the whole point of us being free and healed is so that we can be that. We can say, it can happen for you too. If he's done it for me, he can do it for you. And everyone's unique and has their own unique testimony and story. So somebody needs what you have. There's a reason why you had to walk through that valley. There's a reason why you had to war. So you could overcome and say, I've been there, and I'm okay. And if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. If he can give me this blessing, he can give it to you. So I didn't even sing any songs or anything, but... Do we have a key? You want me to do heartbeat? Okay. I feel like before that, though, I want to create an opportunity. Pastor, I think I might need your help. Who plays the keys? Hi, beautiful wife. I've been staring at you all morning, and I just want to honor you, too. Would you mind coming up? Yeah. You know, you guys should come up together, because you're the spiritual head of this house. Maybe you can speak a spiritual blessing over everyone as well, as a married couple. And then, why don't you guys come up together? Well, come up together. Actually, a lot of times the pastors are the ones going out and giving and giving and giving. And they really need the prayers. They're the ones that need the prayers. Because they're being attacked at an all-time high. And you better believe it, because what I just said, God knows that. The enemy knows that. So the enemy wants to destroy this. And if he can go like this, whoosh, then what's going to happen here? Right? So you all need to get together. Maybe even hold hands. Maybe you can hold hands. You all good? You okay? Yeah. You need prayers, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Because God needs this to be right. Because it's healthy. The kids are looking at the parents to understand what love looks like. They're learning from the parents. How many of you love these people? Why don't you guys all stand up and stretch your hands? These are your pastors. This is the head. They need your prayers more than anything. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Spirit. Holy Spirit knows things we don't even know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, you know. You love them so much. You love them so much. You love them so much. You see them, God. Oh, you care for them, God. Father, you care. You see them. You know. You hold them. You keep them, God. I praise you, Father, for the calling on this life. Oh, she is a mighty warrior, Father. She has a fire inside of her. She is called to rise up like a Deborah. She is mighty in you, Father. She is to be seen. She is to be heard. She has a voice. I just bind the attacks of the enemy of that tried to quiet her or to make her feel inadequate. She is significant in you, Yeshua. I just praise you for the covering over her mind. Her mind at peace right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over her. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. She is blessed. She is covered. Father, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her quiet spirit. I thank you for what she has sown. She has sown and she has done. You've seen it. You've seen it, Lord, where she has felt unseen, God. You see her. You understand. Where she has felt misunderstood, you understand. God, we just pray a blessing over her as the woman, as the mama of this house. That she is so valuable to this house. She is so important. And we just pray that you bless her, Father. We ask that you would just keep her in all of her ways. We thank you for the wisdom that she holds, and we honor it. God, that you would just bring forth the wisdom inside of her bring forth the testimonies that they would be powerful and mighty beyond anything that we have heard yet in this house. God, that she would rise up and be even more courageous than she's ever been. I just thank you, Father, that you're a redeemer, restorer, healer, a deliverer. God, I thank you for all of those things over her life. I thank you for this marriage, God. This is so important. This is important. There's a bond. You brought them together for this time. And we just bind every attack from the enemy that will come against them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father, that this is now and this is forever. God, they made a covenant. They made a covenant and a promise. And this, no man can separate. Nothing can separate what you put together, Jesus. And I thank you, God, that your love and your grace covers over them. It's like a canopy in a Jewish wedding. There's a canopy. Shavuot is like the canopy of heaven, like what he gave us, those commandments, and they're over you guys. And I want you to know that today God sees you guys. He sees you as one, and that this is the most important thing in your ministry. This right here is the most important thing in your ministry, and he's doing a new thing. Today is a breakthrough. There's something new and fresh and a restoration that's coming in your marriage. And this restoration that's coming in your marriage is going to bring new joy, new things, new revelation, because you're going to walk together. You're going to be like, what? God showed me this, and God's going to show her things, and she's going to find courage. She's going to share them, and you're going to catch it, and you're going to speak things over her, and she's going to catch it, and it's going to be for the body, and the body's going to catch it. And then you're going to go out, and then people are going to catch it. So I just praise you for the fire of this pastor. God, I'm so blessed. We're so honored to be in this house. And I thank you for the fire that comes from him. And he's so excited and he's so on fire just to do whatever you have for him, God. And I ask that you would just bring forth strong prayers towards their way, God. God, I ask that you put a fire in this congregation, that they would know to pray for their pastors. They would know when, God, you would put a quickening in their hearts and in their spirits, that they would feel it, that they would know it. When the enemy tries to come up against them, that they will just be in their house, on their couch, wherever they are. They could be sitting on the toilet in their bathroom and know that they need to be praying for their pastor right now. God, they would know it, they would feel it, they'd be quickened, and they would be obedient, faithful to pray. Pray, pray, because everything that comes from the head trickles down into the body. And so you need to keep this strong. In Jesus' name, I thank you for this prayer. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this season. I thank you for this moment that you're giving us where we lift up covenant to you. We lift up this beautiful, beautiful picture of marriage to you, God, and covenant relationship and commitment, and the beauty that you would put your love in our hearts and in our spirits, that we would be one. We walk together as we are in one accord. That is what unity is. And so we honor you right now today, this morning, God, for unity. And we just bless you, pastors, and we bless this house, and that this would be a house of unity. That there would be a house coming out of this. There would be divine relationships coming out of this. There would be a divine picture of what it looks like to be restored, and what it looks like to be healed, and what it looks like to be brought together in a divine relationship. God can do beautiful, beautiful things through this. So God, we just declare your will be done. I just praise you for this. Anoint this couple, Father. Anoint this couple that everywhere their feet go, they find favor and blessings. That you open doors no man can shut, and you shut doors no man can open. And God, when they speak the fire, your fire comes out of them. God, it burns down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And God, you would just put your word so mightily in this pastor, in this word, in his mouth, that it would speak forth truth and only your truth. And that it would be a reflection of you. The love would be the reflection of you. This is how we know true disciples. I'm telling you, the enemy might have tried and tried, but all he's doing right now is giving you stories and more stories for God's glory. That's all it is. It's just making it better. It's more juicy. It's more juicy now. There's more stories from his glory. It's so so good. It is so good because he never, he can't win. He can't win.
Hallelujah.
He can't win. God wins. We just declare your victory over this house, over this place, in Yeshua. Yeshua HaMashiach. You are a Messiah. In your name we pray and we say amen. And amen means I agree, so be it. Woo! Yeah! I'm with you guys. This is fun. Should I just sing one song?
Yeah.
Okay. That needed to happen. You want to do heartbeat?
Yeah.
Here's the only thing is the heartbeat song is all about the drum. And we have no monitors with drums. So you guys, maybe I'm going to need your help. You might have to stand up. Oh, it's a good idea. And Philip's not here to play, so last night we... Oh, can you do a bass drum? A bass kick?
Come on, Nate.
So this is the heartbeat of God. So perfect, right? Because we're literally like feeling the heartbeat right now. You know when you hold a person real close to you long enough, you guys, your heartbeats become in sync. Did you guys know that? So like, yeah. So you guys said we have to try that. We're on fire today, married couple. No. So when you hold someone real close to you for a certain amount of time, your heartbeats start to become totally in sync with each other. So I just love that. I love that picture because that's how we are with the Father. The closer we are and the longer, you know, as we abide in Him, we begin to catch the same heartbeat and we become in sync with Him. And what the Lord is saying to us is that unity is power because we need to come. He's bringing the people from all ends of the earth together for His glory and His name. When I go to Jerusalem during Rosh Hashanah every year, it's not just like one of those tourist trips that I take. You know, it's not like a small group. I actually go to an all-nations convocation. This is a holy convocation today. But it's an all-nations convocation where it's like 180 different nations are represented, like from all over the earth. They come with their languages, everything. I mean, it's like India to Malaysia to Ethiopia to, you know, it's like everybody. And I'm meeting all these brothers and sisters that are like Spirit-filled believers, and we're all meeting in Jerusalem, and it's like heaven. You know, I'm just waiting for Jesus to come any second. It's so powerful, but it's such an amazing, eye-opening, crazy picture of the kingdom of God, because we're just here in this little bubble in America, and then you're in the little bubble in America in Oklahoma, and then you're in a little bubble in Oklahoma in a little church, and, you know, sometimes we get, like, the little, you know, but there's, like, this whole entire world with all these different nations and different languages and different cultures. They come, like, dressed differently, they smell differently, like, there's all kinds of stuff, and so they come, and it's like, whoa, this is real, and we get in a room, and we all start praying in the Spirit. And we're like, it's like in sync. It's like this powerful thing that's happening. Or we'll sing like hallelujah is like the same in every language. And you're seeing all these different languages and we're all singing together in unity. And it's just powerful. So anyway, God's heartbeat is for the nations to come. For all of us to step up into who we're supposed to be. To be strong in our marriages and in our relationships. And then that's how it's going to be revealed. Amen. So, but anyway, do you know this song?
Oh, no.
It's literally like a heartbeat. Let me hear you just go. Do it with some confidence. What's your name?
Do you guys know Nathan?
Yeah. Are you sure your name's Nathan? Who is Nathan? He's a drummer!
Woo!
So let me hear you hit that drum. Yeah!
Yeah!
There you go.
He's got it. See? He's got it.
Yeah.
Should we even play the track?
Yes! Come on, Brett.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, give us your heartbeat.
Yes, give us your heartbeat.
As we draw into you, as we draw close to you, as we want you more and more and more. We choose to abide in you. We rededicate our commitment to you today, that we will stay so close, that we will abide, we will not apart from you, that we will stay close and draw and draw and draw ourselves near to you. Thank you, Father, and just reveal to us your heart. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Power through unity, hey. We're warriors.
For this day. We honor you for this day. We love you for this day. We love you, Abba. We love you, Abba. You are such a good, good daddy. Thank you for caring for us and seeing us and knowing us and understanding us, picking us up when we fall, for forgiving us, for healing us, putting us back together. God, we thank you for strength and hope. We thank you for all of it. We thank you for each other. That you have put us in this room with each other because you know that what we have, we all need. God, I just ask that this would be a divine new season that starts today. That this place would be so knit together, there's nothing that can come in and break them apart. That their relationships would be so glued that, God, it would be the greatest testimony of your love and what you have come to do. This is a picture of the kingdom. This is a picture of your love. And God, I ask that it be so strong that when someone's hurting, that everyone else feels it. God, that when someone else is crying, that someone else in here feels it, that they would know to call them at the right time, that they would know to be there for each other. God, I ask that that's what we have for each other, is genuine love, not talk, but genuine love. And God, that there would be a genuine act of forgiveness in this place. Anyone who is not forgiven, that they will make that their offering today. That they will go to the altar and ask you to forgive them. For they have been unforgiving. Where they have been unforgiving. God, that there would be a building up of strength and might in this place. That the families would be supported. That the friends would be included. That they would find significance where people have felt unseen and misunderstood. God, that there is this is a new time where they will see exactly who they are called to be and they would rise up. I just praise you for this day. Have your way. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In your precious and holy and awesome name, the name that's above all names, I pray. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen.
And amen means I agree, so be it. We're gonna keep marching? Okay, she's gonna march with us, let's march!
Hey!
How good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell together. right, give somebody a hug. You can make your way out if you need to. If you want to keep marching, we'll keep marching. Whatever you want to do. But God bless you guys. And I'm far away from you. Hallelujah. Keep marching for this church and for this body and for what God's doing. Always be humble, gentle, and patient, and it will fall out of
love. And you're going to see us. Remember, service is 6 o'clock tonight. God bless you. Thank you for being here.